I'm joined now by Casey Curran, senior at Garden City High School, that has made a decision to move on from Garden City High School after graduation coming up in May, and she's going to play volleyball at the next level and, of course, at one of the premier programs in the country, in the Iowa Western Reavers. And, Casey, thank you very much for joining us here. You really had a stellar career at Garden City High School, and so many accolades that you have received, and especially with volleyball, you know, all conference all year, and you just received that honor here again for 2012, and also honorable mention as a softball player, and of course you went back to play basketball last year, and then it was a great addition to the team. Talk about playing not only at Garden City High School, but your decision to move on to go to Iowa Western and focus on volleyball.
Playing at the high school, it was definitely a fun 4 years. I had so much fun with all the girls, and I'll miss them, but I'm ready to move on and play at a higher level and excel there and maybe go on after that community college.
You really put yourself in great position to be able to do this, and you've gone to a lot of clinics, a lot of camps. You've played with a lot of big tournaments, not only during the summertime, but even during the school year, too, as well, and you've done a lot of traveling. Mom and Dad have spent a lot of money and doing a lot of things and taking you all over the place, but it's really paid off, hasn't it? Talk about why you chose the Iowa Western Reavers.
I chose Iowa Western because it was just a really homey feel to it, and it just felt like Garden City. Like, it was another home away from home where I could start over fresh but still love where I am. And it was just the first visit, and I just fell in love with it. And everywhere else I went to visit, it was in Iowa Western, and I just didn't feel at home there. So I love it.
You know, that's really so key, and I hear that so often. And matter of fact, I relate to that extremely well because I heard that from my daughter and where she ended up going to college, that, you know, she went to a lot of places and visited a lot of different schools and universities, and, you know, she decided on one, and it said that just felt like home. It felt good, and then you got to go with your gut feeling and what's in your heart as well. This program's been very, very successful, so feeling like that you're going to be able to contribute there right away?
I talked to the coach, and he said that most girls, they either redshirt, but he brought me in to start as a setter because the only one will graduate this year and the other one will be a sophomore graduating next year. So I'll just hop right in with her and do our rotations, and I'm excited. I mean,
we're certainly excited to see you move on to the next level too as well, because I know that's something that's been a dream in your heart, and now it's going to come to fruition for you. Can you give me a highlight over your last 4 years of high school, and what has been one moment that may have stepped out and struck you more than another?
I would have to say winning WAC last year. People didn't look at us as competition the year before, since we didn't do very well. And I think coming back from that and just doing amazing at that tournament, it just felt so good. And then coming into this tournament and beating two of the better teams and then shutting out other teams, like, it's just a good feeling that we just got to walk through WAC this year and win that team too. So
exactly. And of course, the last 2 years has been grand for you as well. Not only did you win it last year, you also won it this year, and that's been big. Plus the fact that you almost made it to the state tournament again. You get beat in finals at home this year in the tournament that you had here. How do you feel your game is right now with all the things that you have done throughout the course of the year and throughout the summertime? How do you feel like that your game has stepped up another notch before you move on to college?
I think from my freshman year to now, it's just been a total transformation where I've learned how to hit around blocks, see what's open, play better defense, move my feet. And I think I still have a lot to work on for college because it's going to be faster pace. But I think I'll hopefully be coachable enough to fit right in right away. And all the work that I've put in, hopefully that'll pay off.
Obviously, with the success of this program, got to feel like this is going to give you a leg up on stepping to the next level.
Oh, yeah. I think just what they've accomplished this year and just like how other college coaches look at them. I mean, it's just another stepping stone to a D1 program or another better program. And they're really good about sending out their girls, so I'm just excited for that one, too, is what I can do after that.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, the Curran family, they have really had a lot of success here, not only for yourself and now getting this chance to go on and play for the Iowa Reavers, but the fact that your two brothers have had a great career, too, as well. And, you know, with Keith and Jake, and they're both at Garden City Community College playing football and going to try to take that on to the next level, and who knows from there. But sure has been fun to know the Curran family family all the years that I've been out here at Garden City. Casey, congratulations. Good luck to you, and thanks for the comment.
Thank you so much.